Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to a New Day radio show where the dialogue is authentic, host is passionate, and we help you to become empowered, inspired, resilient, and transformed. Yes, our focus is to change our world by transforming one business and one life at a time. Now, here is your host, author, columnist, reinvention coach, entrepreneur, teacher, and speaker, Dr. Daphne Clark Hudson.
Well, happy summer, everyone. I hope you have been enjoying all the gorgeous summer days. I can't believe it's almost the end of June already, 2014. So I hope that you entrepreneurs are taking a breather to just enjoy this amazing time with your families. As always, it is such an honor for me to serve you. And I have an amazing episode lined up for you this morning. We will be speaking about reinventing your life and claiming your success. Reinventing your life and claiming your success. So I encourage you to sit back, relax, call in, and be part of this conversation.
Some friends you gain, some you lose. In the back of your mind, you're looking for love, but find the blues. That's why I've come from far away, to take away the blues. And I've come to say, I wanna be more than just somebody. I wanna be more than just a friend. I want to be more than someone special, 'cause special friends sometimes they won't understand.
You know, as we enter into this conversation this morning about reinventing our lives and claiming our success, I want to read something to you. I'm going to read it first, and then I'm going to tell you who the author is. They themselves are makers of themselves by virtue of their thoughts, which they choose and encouraged. That mind is the master weaver, both of the inner garment of character and the outer garment of circumstances. And that, as they may have hitherto woven in ignorance and pain, they may now weave in enlightenment and happiness. And this was written by one of my favorite authors, James Allen. And this was a statement he made in the book, As a Man Thinketh. as a man thinketh. And there is a lot of conversation that will be taking place this morning. However, before I get into that, I want to remind you that the chat room is up and running. The phone lines are open, 646-915-8166. I want to hear from you. I need to hear, what have you been doing to reinvent your life? If you have all at all been doing that, I am sure each and every one of us over the years has encountered different circumstances which requires us to reinvent who we are, what we are about, into that which we are looking to become. Also, if you are at all focusing on creating legacies, I am sure I am not the only person who is continuously reinventing her life. So, pick up the telephone, call in 646-915-8166. 646-915-8166. I have some exciting news. I have gotten the official date for the launching of the breakfast feeding program for the Carmel All-Age School in Westmoreland. Thanks to all the donors, we are up to $772. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. With prayers and faith and commitment, we are forging ahead, and we will start the program on the 1st of September, 2014. I have mentioned to the principal of the school to get 10 parents to volunteer to prepare the breakfast. All we need from them is 2 hours per day. So if we get 10 parents who are willing to volunteer, then right now we will not need to hire a cook. So if we get 10, we'll do 2 per day, 1 to assist and 1 to do the cleanup. So I ask that you keep us in your prayers that we will get all the manpower and all the money that is needed to provide the hot breakfast for the children. For those of you who have been sitting on the fence over these past months, I want to once again give you the link where you can go and donate whatever you can. Yes, there are different categories that are laid out there. However, there's also a section that says other donations. So whatever your other donation is, I highly suggest that you click on that button and let your donation be accepted. And here is where you can go to donate. The link is GoFundMe.com, 1G4M38. GoFundMe.com, 1G4M38. Thank you in advance for your generous donation. We are also looking for people, body, manpower, to go down to help us create a video and other documentation about the official launch of the program so we can have it back here. And if you are a nonprofit organization and you want to help us, we are soliciting your help and support. And if you are an organization where I can speak about the event, I want you to let me know. A couple of months ago, I spoke at the New Milford Rotary about it, and I'm looking to go to other Rotary clubs, too, to speak about the breakfast feeding program in Jamaica. So I want to thank you, each and every person who have so generously donated $772 to date. That was what it was when I checked it yesterday. All right, so moving right ahead. Reinventing our lives and claiming our success. Well, what will be taking place this morning in this episode? I will be going over my journey with you and sharing in depth with you many of the reinventions that I have gone through and still is going through. However, I want you to bear in mind that this is a 2-hour show, 120 minutes, and for that reason, there is no way that I will be able to fit into that time slot 67 years, approximately, of experiences. However, I will do my best to give you the as many valuable nuggets as I can possibly give you. You know, it was last night I was reading on Facebook for one person on there wrote about growing a business full-time and raising her children full-time. I guess a couple of years ago she lost her husband, so she's a single parent now. And she pointed out there, she said that S word, that starts with S and end with T, she said this S word is not easy to do. And she's absolutely right. As entrepreneurs or as business people or even career people, none of what we are going through is easy. And it was not meant to be easy. Oftentimes you hear people will say, easy does it. However, that phrase was not coined for those of us who are entrepreneurs or business people, or even those who have careers that they are looking to advance and to move ahead. So for that reason, I want to, this morning, take the time to just discuss with you what my reinvention journey was like. You can tell from my accent that I was born and raised in Jamaica, West Indies. And growing up in Jamaica, West Indies, I had an amazing life. My family loved me. I lost my mother at the age of 13. However, growing up, the one thing that I always had was a lot of love and support from my mom and my dad. Although I grew up poor, there were a lot of values that were instilled in me, things that was expected of me. You know, a simple thing that I still think about often, even now as a woman in her 60s, I remember growing up, there were certain clothes that were for certain things. Your school clothes were your school clothes. Your church clothes were your church clothes. Your yard clothes were your yard clothes. yard clothes, meaning that those are your everyday clothes that you wear. And I, even going into to nursing, I went with that habit and understanding, and there was always a suitcase that was packed with bed clothes and undergarments and things like that in case we took sick. And to go to the hospital, whomever is taking you would just pick that little suitcase up and they know that everything is in it. So I'm saying that to say, although I grew up poor in Jamaica, there were certain values that were instilled in me that I knew I can still draw on up to today. And although I have done a lot of reinvention, one of the reinventions that I've done is owning a car. When I was growing up, my parents did not have a car. To go to the market, my mother would take the produce on her head, or there was a time when they had a donkey, and then the donkey would carry the load. So then part of the reinvention that I have adopted is coming to the relocating to the United States and owning a car. I did own cars in Jamaica too, but I am talking about early growing up. We did not have electricity. We did not have running water. We did not have motor vehicles. However, there's a saying, you cannot let your experience dictate who you are. I could have held on to those things and made excuses to say, well, oh, I grew up poor, I can't do this or I can't do that. However, I am so thankful that God has provided me the insight to know that there was more. And I am sure that the same thing is happening in your life. There is more. Are you ready? Are you open? Are you obedient to receiving the more? Whatever the more is in your life. So although I grew up poor, I knew there that there were brighter things ahead for me. Some of my early experiences still stands through in my life today. We have had many experiences over our lifetime. But as children, we know that those are the powerful ones that can help us even today as adults. We can look at them, something that happened as a child, and we can still find value in it today. You know, I was not privileged as a child to attend high school for the simple reason that I was not successful in the Jamaica Common Entrance Exam, which was the entry exam we had to take to go to high school. I was not privileged. I took the scholarship twice, and both times I only passed for half a scholarship. And my parents were not in a position to pay for me to go to a high school. I spent all of my years there at the Carmel All-Age School. So Carmel has made me into this woman. Carmel has molded me in many ways. It was 2 weeks ago I went to visit my friend and former schoolmate down in New York, and she had a picture of when we were young girls in the Upward and Onward group at the church. Upward and Onward is something similar to Girl Scout. And she had a picture that was taken there when we went out to one of the exhibitions and we won the shield for our church. And I was so excited, and I scanned the picture, and I am able to have that now. And I didn't even know which one I was, and Inez knew exactly which one I was, and she showed me. And I look back on all those experiences of collaborating and being with other young people. And I remember when we used to travel on the bus to go to Manchester to have all these different programs on a Saturday. Little did I know that that was preparing me to understand about collaboration and community. And this is why it does not matter what situation I go through, I am able to cope. I grew up in a time when I always hear it takes a village to raise a child. I am a product of that village. I'm not ashamed to say it took a village to raise me. Growing up, if I was doing anything that was not right, I could be disciplined by any adult who was around. And I got to tell you, I did not come out badly for that. Community plays a very important part in our reinvention. You know, a lot of times we need to open our mouths and ask. Ask for people's feedback. Ask how they view you. Ask how they view your work. And you got to be receptive to what they say. Ask what areas you need to develop and improve on. How is your public speaking? How is your relationship building skill? And the list goes on and on. Document what you are told, because these are the things that will help you to grow into the amazing person, man or woman, that you want to become. If you are over 10 years old and your life is still the same, you need to get busy. It is time to reinvent. There's a lot of success and opportunities that are out there waiting on you. But you have been stuck in mediocre lane because you are fearful to be bold and courageous in taking the step and the actions in to make a difference. I know that growing up in Jamaica, West Indies, the church, the Moravian church, played a very, very important role in my life. That's where I learned to bake, because other than I've never seen my mother bake a cake. However, she baked pudding, corn and sweet potato pudding that she used to bake. But cake with butter and things like that, I learned that at the Upward and Onward at the church. And you know, I look back over those times now, and I said how important my community was to me, how important my church family was to me. And although we did not have much in material things, we were equipped and prepared to do all these different things. You know, I look back over the crocheting and tatting and things that we used to do. And when you would make a gift for someone, it was created out of love. You did not need to run to the store to buy something because you were equipped to provide something for somebody. You spent a few months creating it, and here it was ready to be delivered. So I also have found out that on my reinvention journey, there were a lot of times when I thought that I was getting out from behind the dark clouds of adversities. However, there were many times when I got a rude awakening, and I had to, what you call it, dig deeper. Had to dig deeper to come up with the result that I want. But the amazing things I have found out is that no matter how much adversity has hit me, I was always able to bounce back. No matter what, I was able to bounce back. And I was not able to bounce back based on just me. I was able to bounce back based on my faith and trust in my daddy. You know, without God and without my spirituality, I would not be here sitting on this radio talking to over 1 million listeners across the world. I grew up poor. I grew up without running water. I grew up walking barefooted. I grew up without electricity. And here I am, on the 25th of June, 2014, addressing people from all over the world. Isn't God good? Isn't God good? Who would have known that a little barefoot girl from Painstown, St. Elizabeth, Dash, Westmoreland, Jamaica, would reinvent herself so that she can be on a global platform, letting her voice be heard. I am here to tell all of those who are listening that if I can do it, you can do it better. So do not prevent yourself from experiencing all the greatness that you were born to do. We will always bounce back. I want you to view your life as a ball with air in it. And when you bounce it, it's like a football, the one that has the air, or the basketball. Basketball has air in it. And when you bounce it, it comes back up to you. And that's the way I want you to view your life. Once you're on this reinvention path, be a ball that bounces. And when you fall down, you just visualize the ball, and you are bouncing back up, and you can say to yourself, nothing will hold a good man down. Absolutely nothing will be holding a good man down. as we reinvent our lives, remember a few minutes ago I mentioned to you about asking your community the questions about certain areas of your life. And you, as we work on our reinvention, we need to have a support team that will help to guide us. That will help to guide us in the right direction. We can never see the picture because we are in the frame. So we need to ask those who are on the outside, observing the picture, the questions that we need the answers to. It is amazing when we start to do the work, the revelation that will come to us. For those of you in the chat room, feel welcome at any time to call in 646-915-8166, 646-915-8166. All right, I just caught me a sip of water during that. All right, so, you know, everyone has their own definition for success. So what I want for you to do right now is to take a moment and jot down what is your definition for success. Write that down. And I want you to call in and let's talk about what you wrote down. And also, let's talk about how you can design a reinvention plan to kick up your success definition a notch. You know, I know from personal experience that a lot of people kind of conflict wealth with success. I want you to realize, I just want to give you a nudge right now to let you know that there are two different things. And for this conversation, we are only speaking about success and your definition. I want to welcome guest 267 to the show. Our conversation today, as you might have noticed, is reinventing your life and claiming your success. And feel welcome to write any question that you may have in the chat room, or you may call on the telephone 646-915-8166 if you have been reinventing your life. I started reinventing my life several years ago because remember I told you about growing up and not have running water, not having electricity, not having a car. We walked everywhere to driving a car, to moving to one of the bigger cities, learning to drive a car, owning a car, owning a home with electricity. And here I am today through my reinvention. I am here on this radio platform speaking to people all over the world. And I am no different than anyone who is listening to this broadcast. If I can do it, so can you. All you need is some courage to be bold. That's all you need. Because I found out over these many years, once I stepped out from behind the black cloud of fear, majority of the work was already done. So you need to make a decision today, right now. Don't put it off. You need to make a decision right now, the 25th of June, 2014, right this minute, 10:35. Make the commitment that you are sick and tired of the mediocre living. Make the commitment that you are ready to reinvent your life, no matter what, regardless of the cost. That might mean you have to shed some of the friends you have. And as a matter of fact, while we are at it, you probably need to shed some of the family members you have as well. And although you might not be able to get rid of the family members, however, you can design a plan in how you will allow them to speak into your life. Stop feeling guilty about who you have become. Know that you have put the work in. And if you are at a good place, you did it. And if you are at a bad place, you did it. But you know the amazing thing is, you can undo that which you have done. You can undo that which you have done. So step up, be bold, and decide that you need something new for you. As you look on this reinvention, no one knows you as well as you know you. So I highly suggest again that you get a journal, and I want you to write in that journal all the reinvention that you need to make for yourself in your life. I was speaking to someone I know the other day, and we were speaking about the topic of reinvention. And she said to me, you know something, Daphne, she says, right now, I just need a overhaul on my life. She's in a dead-end relationship that is not going anywhere. She put a lot of years in it, and now she feels as if she's stuck, even to the point that occasionally she begins to point fingers. Yet when I ask her certain questions, she realized that for years, it has been years now, that she gave her power away. Ladies especially, I'm here to tell you, it is never too late to claim your power back. Some of you give it away to men, some of you give it away to women, some of you give it away to your children. Whomever you have given it to, it is time for you to take it back. Take it back so you can move on in the right direction that you were called to be. As you look on creating this list of towards your reinvention, some of you may need to go back to school, and I just enjoy nowadays that people really do not need to leave the comfort of their home to go to school, yet they are full-time students. And yes, you're right, they are doing online programming. And I, too, myself do some online studying with the University of Ashford. And prior to maybe 4 years ago, I was not fully aware about online studies and all of that. And to my amazement, when I went to Ashford, my first professor lived in Australia. Australia, ladies and gentlemen. Talk about a cultural impact and a cultural difference. When I began speaking to her on the phone and she realized my age and everything, she was floored and she was excited. And she said to me, I know not only am I going to be your professor, but I too am going to be learning from you. And oh my, what a reinvention journey that has been. I have been so proud of myself because as a young person going to school, I was not able to make the honor roll. And I made the dean's list for Ashford University. So it doesn't matter how old you are, you too can do it. Stop passing the blame on somebody else. Stop saying why you are not able to do it because of what this person has done and the other person has done. Even though they probably have done it, but you cannot be stuck in that place. You must rise above it because there's so much out there for you. Your success is in your hands. It is in your reach to claim. The reason you are not experiencing it and the reason you have not claimed it is because you are afraid. You are thinking that you want the success, but deep down you are so afraid. So I challenge you this morning to go out there and tell yourself, I am claiming every inch, every square inch of success that this universe has for me. I am going out there and I am claiming it. No matter what, regardless of the hoops that I have to jump through, I am going to claim them because they belong to me. If I can do it, so can you. If I can write books, so can you. If I can coach top executives, so can you. If I can be on this Blog Talk Radio speaking to millions around the world, so can you. If I can be hosting a cable TV show for over 12 years, so can you. If I can be coaching men, so can you. There are no limits to what you do. I remember I went to an event once, and a lady said to me, you work with men too? I said, I sure do. And she was astounded. She was astonished to know that I was working with men. And she said to me, oh my God, most men don't want to take instructions from women. And I said, I don't give men instructions. I give them value to tap into who they were called to be. And when you are giving the right information to people, gender has nothing, absolutely nothing to do with it. It's all up to you. If you are doubtful, if you are doubtful about who you are and what you have to deliver, then yes, of course, nobody's going to want to do it. If you don't believe in what you have, why should somebody else believe? So don't go there and start to think that, oh, I am a man, I am a woman, I can't have a male client and vice versa. You have something that is good that will add value to people, go out there and let them have it. I want to remind you to call in 646-915-8166, 646-915-8166. And if you have not yet done so, I want to remind you to connect with me on Twitter at Dynamic Daphne, Facebook.com/Dynamic Daphne, LinkedIn.com, Daphne Clark Hudson. And Instagram, Pinterest and Instagram, Daphne Clark Hudson. And if all that fails, I want to remind you all you need to do is to Google Daphne Clark Hudson and you will find everywhere that you can connect with me. I also want to remind you I have some interesting things that is coming up that you will not want to miss. I want to point you to visit my website, DaphneClarkHudsonEmpowers.com, DaphneClarkHudsonEmpowers.com. I want for you to go there, complete our mailing list so you can be part of my inside community where you will be able to get first dibs on everything that I am promoting. I want to welcome guest 298 to the show. All right, guys, I want to hear what you have been doing to reinvent your life and claim your success. So let's talk about it this morning. You can call in 646-915-8166, 646-915-8166, or write it right there in the chat room and I will read and we'll have a discussion. However, it moves along much swifter if you take the time to call in. Again, the number is 646-915-8166. And I want to ask for your support with a donation of your choice by visiting www.gofundme.com/1G4M3 8. That's the link for the breakfast feeding program for the children at the Carmel All-Age School. And we are launching the first Monday in September, September 1st. So please help us. As I speak, our donation stands at $772. For every $5 you donate, that will provide 3 breakfasts. So please help us. Help somebody else. So back to reinventing your life and claiming your success. I want to welcome guest 317 to the show. Reinventing your life and claiming your success. There are many who are sitting on the sideline and they're using age as an excuse. They are using age to remain in the dungeons for some on the dark valleys that they have placed themselves in or they have found themselves in for many years. And they refuse to develop the courage to stand up and to make a difference in their own lives. I tell you, there are many people who have been beaten down for years, and they just cannot get a break. You cannot get a break because you cannot make the decision to reach out and ask for support. It doesn't matter where you have been and what you have been through. Once you decide that you can bounce back and you get the support, you will rise again. The great Maya Angelou speak about rising up. I shall rise, she says. And although she's not with us, you know, God bless her soul, we can still hold those words close to our heart. I shall rise. Because once we make the decision that we are not going to settle, we are going to rise. I am rising every day. Not because I am great. I am rising because I'm taking risk. I am rising because it doesn't matter how many times I have been knocked down. My eyes are on the prize. And my prize are always visible. And I keep reaching and I keep stretching. And as I reach and as I stretch, I am getting closer and closer. I can see the success. I can smell the success. In some cases, I can even taste the success. I'm sure I'm not only describing me. I'm describing you as well. Won't you join me and start to reach, grasp, reach, grasp, reach, grasp. And you're going to find out that as you begin to reach and grasp, you're not even going to want a ladder to climb on because you're going to be extending your reach. And before long, you will not be reaching and grasping anymore. Your success will be in the palms of your hand. I want to welcome guest 330 to the show. Feel welcome to call 646-915-8166. 646-915-8166. And that's the number you can call to make your statement about reinventing your life. I am a perfect example that it is never too late to start. Never too late to start. I want to welcome Queen Woman to the show. This is a new person. I've never seen you here before. Ah, Queen Woman, you sound as if you are someone. Hi. You sound as if you are someone who have invented your life or in the process of doing so. I would love to hear some of the steps that you have use. So wonderful. You sound like you are my twin sister. If you can, if your time allows you to, or if the environment you're in allows you to, I know a lot of times people are calling from work. If it allows you to, why don't you call in 646-915-8166 and okay. Well, you can type some of the steps there that you have took to reinvent your life, and let's talk about it. I know you just joined in, but when you listen to the archive, you'll hear some of the steps that I have gone through. You know, I was just at the point where I was discussing the importance of having a support team. And I found out the support team sometimes They cannot be your family members because they love you so much and they don't want to see you. They don't want to see you hurt. So you need to find, people who are smarter than you, people who have done what you are looking to do, and they can guide you on the process of reinventing yourself. If you are in a group and you are the smartest in the group, you need a new group to hang out with. As you look over your life, if you are the person that everybody is asking for advice, as tempting as it might be, you need to move on. Because what that is telling me is that if you are always the go-to person, you are not growing. It is, I want you to visualize your life like a jar of, something. What is it you like? Or a bottle of wine or whatever, something precious. Let us look on our lives right now as a bottle of champagne. Yes, I'm going to read what my queen woman put, but let me just finish this statement here. And if you keep pouring the champagne out, pouring the champagne out, pouring the champagne out, before long, it's going to be empty because nothing is being replaced in you. And that is what happens when we are in a group and we keep giving and giving and giving, and nobody is able to give back to us. So I'm not saying that you don't help people out, but if you are in a group where you are continuously being drained of your resources and knowledge, you need to be in a group that will keep you sharp on the edge and keep you thinking on your toes, and there are people for you to answer. All right, so let me go ahead and read what came in from Queen Woman writes. Recently, what I am so proud of is losing 52 pounds. Oh, congratulations. I slowed down and settled with the discomfort, but last year I decided to get serious and join a local group for support and lost it. So since last November and today I lost it. Congratulations. Congratulations. I lost it. I still want to take off more, I guess she's saying. Oh, 40 pounds more. And I walk and I went back to taking a workout class. I feel better than I have in 20 years. Amazing, amazing. You know, it's a blessing that you came on the show right this minute as I was talking about support and to know that you did this. This is no small potatoes, my sister. This is a big deal. This is a big deal. It shows that you love yourself. You are committed to a different you. And I can tell that you're a woman that loves yourself and you are willing to go the extra mile to get that result that you need. And I applaud you and I commend you. And girl, when you take off that extra 40 pounds, you better get me a picture so I can see you. I know you are bragging now with 52 pounds off because 52 pounds is amazing, amazing, amazing. So, hey, you might be creating a program to help others do that. So continue the good work. Thank you for stopping by. And I want to connect with you. If you are on social media, on all those places, connect with me. Mark the show favorite. Follow me. And you will get each week, you will get notified as to the topic we are speaking on and who our guests are. I also want to encourage you to please join my mailing list at daphneclarkhudsonempowers.com. Daphne Clark Hudson empowers.com. And that's my mailing list. Sign up my mailing list and you will be put on my mailing list to get a lot of the things that I am, you know, giving away free. I will still listen, but I must use a different screen now to go to work. All right. Well, thank you, my sister, and continue encouragement and treating your body right, because I know that's the only one you have. And you go, girl, flaunt what you have and keep taking care. I love you and thank you for your support. Yes, it's amazing. 52 pounds. Wow. That's no small potatoes. That is encouragement, beyond encouragement. And I like what she says, because she said she was sitting with it. She was sitting with it, and then she made the decision that she was just sick and tired of it, and she wanted to get it off. And she just went locally and got the support of some people. And what happened? She lost 52 pounds. And from that, you can tell that reinvention come in many forms. You know, there's no cookie cutter way for reinvention. For Queen Woman, she wanted to take some weight off. For me, I wanted to enhance my health. And for that reason, I started eating differently. In the process of me doing 90% raw of all my meals, I too transformed my figure. My energy is at peak. My skin looks different. I don't look anywhere near my age. I look much younger. I look healthier and vibrant. So what is your transformation? It does not have to be like a queen woman on myself. But what we want for you to do is to identify what your reinvention is. What does it need to be? Let the intention be known. Because, you know, the one thing I can remind you is that the universe is so faithful. Once you let your intention be known and you line up with the universe delivers. The universe delivers. All right? As you get your support, there are certain things I want to point out to you that you need to look on, and these areas will help you to figure out what kind of invention you are looking for yourself. I started off by viewing my character, what kind of a character I had. You know, how did I see myself? How did I turn up into the places that I was turning up? You know, were people able to take me for my word? Was there integrity? Was there trust? How much value I was bringing in? So that's the first area I suggest that you start. Look at your own character. If you cannot assess and evaluate you, then please, you cannot expect somebody else to do that. So take a look at that. The second thing I wanted to look at, what are some of the circumstances that you are facing right now? There are circumstances that many of us are facing that only we and God knows. Nobody else knows because of shame and other things. We don't let those things be known. But if you are looking to reinvent yourself, you are going to want to address that. So what are some of the circumstances that you are encountering? Get your journal and put these things down. Write under them what your plans are to do. How are you going to be able to move ahead with your reinvention? Remember, the success is there waiting on you to claim it. So if you have circumstances that will prevent you, you will need to write them down so that you can know what you're going to do in order for these things not to prevent your success in any way. The next thing you think about is your health. You know, you might be like Queen Woman who wanted to take some weight off. You might not need to take off 52 pounds or 92 pounds end goal. But what it is, how is your body? What are you going through? Are you suffering with diseases? Are you hampered with pharmaceutical drugs? Are you someone who is just eating junk and all of that? View that. Look at your health. Because if we are going to be successful, we are expected to do a lot of things differently. And in order to be able to do that, we need to be experiencing optimum health. There are times when we might be required to do things that are strenuous. And if we are not experiencing optimum health, then we are not going to be able to accomplish what we are set out to accomplish. What's your purpose in life? What's your purpose in life? Have you ever thought about that? Have you ever thought that the reason you are not successful is because you are not in alignment with your purpose and calling in life? Ask yourself that question. Isn't it amazing that we are having this conversation today? Because now, if you are not aware of it, you can go researching and you are able to jot that down as well. What's your vision? Do you have a vision? Then write that down. Not what other people say, but what you know your vision is to be true. What's your mission? And yes, your vision and your mission are two different things. As you state both your vision and your mission on this reinvention journey and in creating the reinvention plan, you are going to want to also jot down all the resources that you are going to need and all the people that you are going to need to help you to realize this. You are not expected to go this alone. You are not expected to go this alone. There's no reason for Lone Rangers anymore. There's so much help out there that we all can utilize. Things has come 1,000% paradigm shift where there's so much out there resources, either in human or technology. We can reach out to people wherever they are to get the support that we want. So what's your purpose? What's your vision? What's your mission? And the next thing I'm going to tell you to include in your reinvention plan right now is something I've been speaking about a lot, either on summits or here, and it's your why. Why are you here? What are you about? Why? As you create this plan, I want you to sound like an annoying child that you gave instruction to do something, and no matter what you have said to them, they said to you, why? And you said another way, and they said, why? I want you to be that same child that is saying why as you create this plan. Because once you can see, smell, feel, taste, hear the why you're doing it, it's going to ignite some passion inside of you that will just help the adrenaline to flow and to give you the results that you are looking for. So, you know, our vision and ideals are so unique to us. What I have found out as I continue on this reinvention path, the times when my focus and emphasis is on serving others and making a difference in the lives of other people, it gives me such an awakening. It gives me such a surge of energy that I don't want to stop and I don't want to slow down. Because it's not about me. It's about somebody else. And when it is about somebody else, whether an individual or collectively, you're going to find out that you want to do it so much. There's times when you probably want to go to sleep, but you can't even go to sleep because you're thinking about projects so much because you know the result that it is going to bring. It might be in the lives of women, children, couples, whatever it is. Don't question what God has called you to do. Just go out there and deliver. Look at your achievements already. Couple your achievements with stories that can help to empower others. Okay, we have a call, and I'm going to take a call here. Good morning, caller. Your last four digits are 7140. Good morning. Would you state your name and where you're calling from, please?
Good morning. Good morning, Daphne. This is Odessa Hopkins,
good
and I'm calling
morning,
from New York City.
Good morning, Lady O. How are you, my sister?
I am exceptionally well and even better now.
Thank you so much. I am so excited. I know you are such a busy bee, but I know reinvention is such a passionate part of who you are. And
mm-hmm.
I just wanted to have your thoughts on this conversation. So thank you so much for calling.
Oh, you're welcome. It's my pleasure.
So, you know, I have a lady in the chat room who she's at work, but she took the time to share that part of her reinvention has been taking off 52 pounds, and she's looking forward to taking off another 40 pounds. She wrote that she was sitting in discomfort with it until she made a decision that she was going to go get to be part of a support group. And it was with the support of that group that she was able to remove that weight. And isn't that amazing when somebody can make a decision to take the action that is needed in their life?
It really is. And I commend her. So congratulations to you for taking that step and moving forward with your reinvention. Absolutely, Daphne. You know, my husband and I, we get up now just about every morning at 8 a.m. and we walk over together to the gym. We've made a commitment to live a healthier lifestyle. So I know that it's difficult it was a difficult move for her to make, but she's absolutely right. It really does help when you come together with another person or group where you can support one another because, you know, of course, like minds do and think alike. And so I commend her for doing that, but it's a difficult thing to do. But once you start it and you consistently do it, it's extremely rewarding.
It certainly is. And, you know, the great part about that is the accountability. Because once we have a partner or a buddy to hold us accountable, We go the extra 10 miles, you know?
We really do. When I don't feel like getting up, he gets up. When he doesn't feel like getting up, I get up. And so we are coaching one another. If I see him getting up, and I'm pretty competitive, so if I'm tired and he pops up, I pop up because I'm not, you know, I'm too competitive to lay there and let somebody get the head on me. So
that's right. Isn't it amazing? But... You know, I've known you for many years. I have watched you not only reinvent your life and career, but also the lives and careers of many entrepreneurs and individuals across the world.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, would you like to talk about some of the process and steps that you have utilized, not only personally, but for others?
Well, you know, one of the main things that I like to tell entrepreneurs, something that I did was I set out immediately when I decided to become an entrepreneur, I set out to connect with people who were doing the things that I wanted to do, not people who were doing the same thing that I was doing or on the same level that I was on, because it's very difficult to move forward with people who are still on the level where you are. You don't discount those people. You certainly want them in your lives and in your circle. But you have to make sure that you are surrounding yourself with people who are at the levels in front of you. And a lot of people don't like to do that out of, I guess, sometimes it's fear, sometimes it's intimidation, sometimes it's insecurity. But in order to be a successful entrepreneur, you absolutely have to put yourself out there further than you can perceive to be in your mind. right? And so that was one of the first things that I did and one of the first things that I tell other people to do. So I joined organizations that I had never been a part of or affiliated with before. I also increased my surrounding of people as far as the culture. I wanted to be around all different cultures. I wanted people of all different cultures in my circle. And so I had to develop a mindset to reach out to people from different groups and different cultures and organizations. So it's very, very important to actually put yourself out there and to do some things that's uncomfortable to you that's going to move you to the next level. I did that, and it was very successful. People that I've helped is very successful with them as well.
You know, I'm sitting here smiling because that was some of the same things I spoke about this morning about you can't be the smartest one in your group, because if you are, and I use the scenario of a bottle of champagne. I say if you open your bottle of champagne and you keep pouring it, and nothing else is coming back, before long the bottle is going to be empty. Mm-hmm. And that is what's happening when we are in a group that we are the ones that is always giving, and there's nobody mm-hmm. else to give back. You have outgrown that group, and not only have you outgrown it, but you are stopping somebody else from stepping up. So mm-hmm. you can stun somebody else's growth. You must know when it's time to move on and gracefully bow and move on so other people can grow too and begin to blossom.
Exactly. You're so right. You know, I was a part of one networking group, for instance, and the group had a small group. It was a lead-generating group, and it was about, I would say, 12 or 13 of us in that group. And it was a wonderful group, but the whole idea of the group was to share leads and that sort of thing. And what ended up happening was it was primarily that you ended up doing business with one another. And while that was wonderful and I got business out of it and they got business out of it, if you only have 13 people, there's only 13 opportunities for you to have business at that point if
That's
the
right.
only leads are coming from one another. And so you have to make sure that you expand. You can't stay in a small group and keep yourself in a small circle. It's a great place to start with and to build your confidence and to build your network, but you have to expand and break out. And hopefully take some people with you or come back and get them.
Exactly. And you know something, I like what you said a few moments ago about people are not doing things out of fear and inferiority and all of that. And it is so true. I remember a lady asked me not too long ago. She was surprised to know that I have male clients. And she says, oh, because men normally don't want advice from women. And I said, I'm not giving my clients advice. I'm adding value to their lives that will help them to move and to expand. And there are a lot of people who have preconceived notions of why they should do this or why they should do that or why other people would not support what they are doing. So there's a lot of people who are standing behind the black clouds of fear and inferiority complex and all of that stuff. But I'm here to encourage them this morning and this segment to shake that thing off.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's already June, so it's 6 more months we have in this year to shake it off and to go out there and make things happen.
Absolutely. You know, in the group that we have for Sorority of Survivors in the Facebook group, I saw a lot of the same people. It was wonderful. Once again, I started with my initial network of people I know, people who support me, and people with whom I support. And we started the Facebook group with that, with you included in that network. So it was a wonderful way to begin. But once I saw that was the only people that was generating the likes in the Facebook group, I said, you know what? I want to connect with people from all over the world, and I want the people who are part of my group to be affiliated with people all over the world. And so I did a campaign. And now we have people from Bahamas, from Canada, from India, from all over the world who's a part of that group in the last 2 days alone.
Beautiful, because I was just, I think you're reading my mind. I was just going to ask you to speak about what new you are doing in that invention, because it's amazing. Okay, yes, we are going to repeat it. Queen Woman, I'm going to ask her to speak about it now. Queen Woman, she's at work, and she wants to know about the organization, because, Lady O, I was just going to ask you about what you are doing new, because I think it's a perfect conversation for this morning conversation. I'm just so excited about the new organization and all the phenomenal work that it is doing for women across the world. And Queen Woman wants to know the name. I want you to go ahead. Give her a little heads up about it and tell her the link where she can go to connect her about it.
Absolutely, and thank you for the opportunity to do that.
Mm-hmm.
The name of the organization is Sorority of Survivors, Sorority of Survivors. And just to give you a real quick background, I am an entrepreneur, have been for many, many years, also have been government contracting for 20 years. So I've been dealing with professionals and business people of all size levels. I've had, my own company has had contracts with companies as large as $11 billion in construction management and healthcare. And so, but with each one of those successes, I enjoyed the success, but I always wanted to share my own story of adversity, self-destruction, survival, and of ultimate success to women, to inspire, to encourage them to move to the fourth, to the next level. So I've never claimed victim. I claim survival, and that's what I wanted to encourage. So I start the organization, Sorority of Survivors. That's the name of it. That's sororityofsurvivors.org is where you can actually get to that. And so one of the main reasons why I started Sorority of Survivors was because I know that women have faced a lot of adversity. But what I wanted to, people to know was that in spite of the adversity, women are surviving and thriving in the community, the workplace, the business, and at home. So I call those women rock stars, SOS rock stars. And I welcome you to become a part of the organization. Again, you can go to sororityofsurvivors.org, or you can also go to Facebook, our new Facebook group, which is at Sorority of Survivors. So you can just put in that name and it will come up. And it's building an international community. That's the whole idea, is to build an international community of exceptionally resilient women who have we've embraced our past, we empower our present, and we celebrate our future. So it's all about moving forward and becoming more empowered and celebrating your future, and bringing other people along to encourage them and inspire them and embrace them to do the same.
You know, I am so excited to be part of the organization, because I tell you, I can see the energy already flowing there. And yes, I'm looking to copy the link for you. She's asking me to write it in there. I'm looking. I didn't forget you. I'm looking for the link to copy and paste it in there so I get it correctly. So just bear with me, my queen woman. I am going to find it and paste it in there for you so that you get it right. So you can continue speaking, Lady O, because I'm looking for the link in my messages for her. And so you can continue talking about the organization.
Oh, absolutely. And so one of the things that we want to do with Sorority of Survivors is to make sure that we are educating ourselves as well as other women in all different areas, in areas of business, whether it's business startup, in your careers, how to advance your career. Certainly we have a lot of knowledge, a lot of tools, tips, and secrets that we can actually give out about moving up in organizations in the workplace. I've done it over 20 years. I started with $26,000 a year in salary, contracting with the federal government. I left with six figures. So you can absolutely do it, and we can train you and teach you how to do that in business, contracting, and also in your own personal life, how to become more empowered and more have more self-esteem and have more confidence. I taught self-esteem and confidence building for 9.5 years to girls and women. And so I surround myself with the types of women who can actually help to bring about all kinds of benefits to other women. So we're building an entire empowerment organization like that. And it's not a nonprofit organization. I want people to know that. That's very, very important, Daphne. I want them to know that our organization is not a nonprofit organization. And one of the main reasons why we're not is because I want us to be totally self-sufficient. Our organization is going to be run totally on our own subscriptions of members. And what we're going to do with that is we're going to also contribute to nonprofits. So I don't want to compete with nonprofit organizations. I want to help them. And so our revenue, some of the revenue that we get from sorority survivors, for nonprofits that are struggling, that sometimes can't get sponsorships, or they want to do a girls' camp. One of the organizations is doing a girls' camp this summer, and we're going to actually contribute to help a couple of those girls get to that camp. Mm-hmm. And so when people join our organization, it's very, very important that we contribute back to nonprofit organizations because they can't always get the government funding that people
think
they can get.
Oh, yeah, you're right about that. You're right about that because it's the same thing with my nonprofit that I founded in Jamaica. It's the funding is coming in. We stand at $772, and thank you for being one of those donors who has stepped out. But I know that I'll need to build my business to fund it because people have a lot of different reasons why they don't want to cooperate and help to fund something. And I know that I'm called to do it. So I said, God, give me the health and the strength to earn the business in which to fund it. And I know I need to become creative in what it is I want to do to make sure I can get the money in to put the hot breakfast in these little children's stomach, you know?
Absolutely. So. And we want to help to do that. And your organization, your nonprofit, is the type of organization that we absolutely want to help. Because, you know, a lot of people are hurting financially. That's why we have the membership so low. It's like $69 for the whole year as just a person who has a career or a job or is independent and trying to move forward, or for $99 for the entire year for an entrepreneur. And so just to think that a lot of people are hurting, so they may not be able to give $100 to a nonprofit or even $50 to a nonprofit. But if they are part of our organization, at least they will know that like 10% of their money that they give is going towards another organization.
That's right. That's right. So they are investing in themselves. And as they do that investment, part of that is going towards helping somebody else. So
absolutely.
I want people to hear. And for those of you who are listening on archive, I'm going to read out the website for you. So you can go there and visit it. It's www.sororitysurvivors.org, not .com.
If they do .com, it will still go to the website.
Okay, all right. So that's good. It's all hooked up that if you put .com in, it still goes to .org. So listen, we need you to be part of it. I am a part of it. I'm going to be doing group coaching there. I'm going to give all of me because men are doing it for men. We women need to do it for each other. So we are coming together, and I'm telling you, this is going to be an organization to be reckoned with because we are getting ready to just rock the world of women worldwide, and we want you to be part of it. So we want you to go there, you know, join the Facebook group and go visit the .org site because you want to be among the first to say, I was one of the groundbreaking members. I remember when it was only 300 of us in the organization, and look at us now. Wouldn't it be amazing to be able to say that? So, you know, go out there, make it happen, share the link with somebody else. So what else is going on in your world, my sister?
Oh, my goodness. I think that's taking up the majority of my world right now. And, of course, spending time with the family and just enjoying life in general because we have to remember to do that also.
Yeah, I'm so excited that you're closer. You know, you have come closer to my neck of the woods, and I got to go plan some time so I can hang out with you. Now
absolutely.
That you're in New York, you know, you're such a phenomenal woman, and I just want to publicly commend you for all the work that you have done for so many people. Both you and your lovely husband has unselfishly invested in so many people, and, you know, there are some prominent entrepreneurs that you can't always say that about, but, you know, you and your lovely husband, you are not that way. You all give so much to everybody and to the lives of young people alike. So thank you for what you do, and I pray for continued success for both of you, that you can continue making a difference in everybody's life.
Thank you, Daphne. I appreciate it. And thank you for the opportunity to be on your call. We're just here to serve, and as long as we serve,
yeah,
we will receive.
Yes, yes, yes. And I'm just looking forward to do what I have to do in sororityofsurvivors.org. I'm just looking forward to be fully involved in it and do what I can, because this is well needed. This is well needed for women. There are many women out there, you know, different ages, and even some of the senior ones, they still is kind of flopping their wings, and, you know, they are really women that should have been flying and soaring high, but for whatever reason, they're still at the edge of the nest.
Yes,
you know,
exactly. That's very true.
Fly.
Very true.
And I know this is the organization that is going to really push them off and give them their wings to fly. So I thank you for that, and I'm just excited to be part of it.
Thank you. And people can feel comfortable. I think they're going to feel very comfortable and welcomed in Sorority of Survivors, because there are a lot of organizations out there who are for victims, and we need those organizations. We need someone who is very much in pain to be able to be around people who is going to help them and support them with that pain. And that's part of our sister organizations or our nonprofits and groups that they can actually become a part of. So the groups and organizations, we need them to be a part of Sorority of Survivors, because some women are still in pain and they need that. But Sorority of Survivors, our members, are the ones who have gone through that process, and now they're ready. They're ready, but they don't know that next step to take. And Sorority of Survivors is that next step.
Here is a question from the chat room. Do you meet often or have webinars? How do people get the support?
Oh, my goodness. Yes, we are on-site, off-site. We will be traveling from state to state. We will even be making visits around to different countries and different areas. I definitely will be going to the Bahamas. That's my native land of my father. He's from Nassau, Bahamas. So I definitely want to support the people, the women of Bahamas. But we're going to be having webinars. We will be having online conferences. If you go to the website, you will also notice under Join Us, each membership level has a different type of conference calling that we will also be having. But the workshops, the group coaching, the on-site events, all of those things will take place. And the wonderful thing about it, for the young lady who asked that question, is that if you are not in an area like New York or Maryland, if you're in a different another area and you know of groups of women that you can bring together to a networking function or something to that effect, you can actually bring them and we will do a live broadcast for you. We will come in virtually if we can't get there physically and do live broadcasting and help the women of your community, of your group, of your association or organization. So because of technology, and I've had many, many years of technical experience because that's my actual background, we will make a way to get there, to get to you, and to support you. We also will, of course, have the online groups, the Facebook groups that will be closed so that we can have our own personal and private conversations. And so there's lots and lots of support for you. And we're growing. This is just the beginning, and look how far we are already. So it's launching July 1st, but we want you to register now and be a part of the founding members, just like Daphne said. Be one of those people to say, I'm a founding member. I was there at the very, very beginning. So that's why I'm taking advantage of everything that's going on.
Wonderful. You know something? I've known you all these years. I had no idea that you were from the Bahamas. I didn't know that's where your daddy was from.
Yes, my daddy, my grandmother, his mom, and they are from Nassau. They're actually, their last name is Rolle, R-O-L-L-E. And we actually have a Rolle Island.
Oh, my Lord, brace yourself. Brace yourself. Brace yourself. One of my cousins was married to a Rolle. She was from Jamaica. I don't want to call her name on the radio. She was from Jamaica. She was a nurse. She married this man. He was same complexion like you, and he was very tall. Unfortunately, they divorced very early. When we talk offline, I'll tell you her name, and you'll probably know. This is too funny.
Wow.
Oh, my Lord.
So my dad is very, very dark skin. I'm light and bright like my mother, but my father is pitch black, handsome. He was a very, very handsome man, and so he looks more African than even American or even West Indian because my great grandmother was from Africa. My great grandparents came straight from Africa to Nassau as slaves. So wow, that's interesting. There may be some
connection
there.
Isn't that something? We'll talk offline when we talk about that. Okay, the queen woman says she has been to Nassau, lovely place. It's been there. She's been there for many years. I love Nassau to get all my conch salad and my lobsters and everything. I love Nassau. You know you ain't going there. Leave me when you go.
You know what? That's a great plan. We have to go there together. And we can do some audio survivors. You can do your coaching program. Uh-oh, wow. You see, folks,
yeah,
it's happening.
Gonna go,
so get on board
and
now.
And when we go, we have to go to Miles Monroe Church. Have you been to his church there in Nassau?
I have not been to Dr. Monroe's church. I have met Dr.
Oh,
Monroe,
my Lord. Let
but
me
I have
tell
not
you
gone to his church.
That's the first church I have gone where during the message he's preaching, and people are going up putting checks, money on the altar as he is preaching.
Oh, my
goodness.
I have
never seen that in any place.
Mm.
It's a phenomenal place. You go in there and, oh, my heavens. Oh, we have a lot to talk about.
We do. I'm so glad that we're connected. I really, really appreciate you, what you're doing, your nonprofit, and helping our girls. It's just phenomenal things that you're doing, and people just don't know. I want to make sure that they know that when they go to sororityofsurvivors.org, they have to go to the section that's under, I think we have you under coaching and
yes.
Your topic organization.
My topic is purpose, what is it, life purpose, I think.
Life purpose, that's your topic.
Yeah, but I think I'm going to be in other section too as well, but right now it's under life purpose.
Yes, well, I want them to see your video business card under there because it is so powerful. I want to make sure that they see that.
Okay. Yes, thank you, Queen Woman. She's saying much success on our organization. Yes, thank you for that. But we want to see you as a member there, too, with your other women friends. Because remember, you don't need to be in Connecticut or New York or Maryland. Wherever you are, you can be part of whether it's the virtual community or if you want to start up something there where we come there. So we want to see you as part of there. So, you know, connect offline. Let me know who you are, what your real name behind the handle is. So check us out on social media and let's connect. And if you're on LinkedIn and all those things, I think you're a woman with a lot of fire in your belly, and we want that fire to be part of this organization. So I know you're at work, my sister, but thank you for taking the time to ask for this information. And please feel welcome to share the link with other women who are looking to find a great organization to be part of. Okay, she's typing something else. So we still have 12 minutes remaining. So if anybody have any other questions and you want to call in, you can still do so because I have 12 minutes remaining. I want to welcome guest 468 to the show. If you have any question pertaining to reinventing your life and claiming your success, we want you to call us at 646-915-8166. And for those of you who join us late, please, I encourage you to download the archive and share it. And also, one of my good friends and colleagues and a mighty woman who is doing some great things has a new organization called Sorority of Survivors. And the link is http://www.sorityofsurvivors.org. Check it out and share the link and become a member. It's the official launch will be on July the 1st, and we want you there. So let us know you hear about it here on the radio show and spread the news. All right, my sister, we have 10 minutes remaining. Anything else you want to say or share? I just want to thank you for calling in this morning and for just sharing this information with my listeners.
Oh, you're so welcome. No, I just really want to say thank you to you. And I also want to say thank you to your listeners. I love the name, by the way, Queen Woman. I love that she's embracing the fact that she is a queen and that
she is a woman.
I love that name.
Queen woman, that's right. That's why I said, you know, from the name alone, you can tell she has a lot of fire inside of her.
Yes, she does. We need her in the organization, Daphne.
I know.
Somebody coming up with that kind of name, she is already a survivor, I can tell.
That's right. Nobody's going to tell her otherwise. She knows who she is. So, again, you know, I want to reach out. I am going to call you off air and everything. And I'm just so excited about what you're doing, and I'm excited to be part of it. And I just can't wait to see what the universe has in store for us. Today you and I would be part of something so great. So many years ago we met at an event, and who knew what the Lord have in store for you. So this is why I tell people, never discount any relationships that you get into. Because as the years go by, you nurture them and nurture them, and you never know what the universe has in store. But when the universe sees that something is right, they will affirm it and for you to move ahead. So I'm just so excited for this opportunity right now. Just so excited.
Exactly. So, as am I.
All right. So we have 8 minutes remaining. Any callers? I want again to remind people to go to my website, DaphneClarkHudsonEmpowers.com. Get on my mailing list there so you will not be left out of all the amazing things I have coming up. I want to give first dibs to my listeners. I want to give first dibs to my listeners and supporters. So I just want, before I get off, I just want to play this word from one of my...
AMD Law Group is an international law practice committed to assisting you in realizing your strategic business goals. Led by Ms. Aurelia Mitchell Durant, Senior Managing Partner, AMD Law specializes in international business, international intellectual property, and general internet law. We also support organizations in resolving corporate compliance issues. Addressing the legal needs of technology firms and other businesses serving both domestic and international markets, we are uniquely positioned to assist both startups and long-established organizations. Although AMD seeks to proactively avoid litigation wherever possible, we are fully capable and ready to litigate on your behalf. AMD Law Group. Find us online at amdlawgroup.com or contact us at 347-699-4AMD. That's 347-699-4263. Let us help you pursue and protect your dreams.
All right, and listen, we are winding down. I want to thank my friend and colleague, Lady O, for taking time out. Again, I want to congratulate her and this phenomenal move on this new organization. And I have a lot of amazing things that is happening. I have a lot of great opportunities. And if you want more information, I want you to just become part of my network by joining my mailing list. Follow me here on the show. Mark the show favorite. And if you have a story you would like to share, I want you to send me a message. And let's have a pre-show conversation. And I will be sure to tell you how you can partner with me and to get your stories to be told here on this platform. For right now, I'm here twice a week on Wednesday mornings at 10 a.m. until 12 noon, and on Sundays 7 p.m. to 8:30. And with what is happening, I'm looking to be on more days. So stay tuned for the great news as it unfolds. So from my heart to yours, have an amazing rest of the week. And remember, slow it down, relax, take a few deep breaths, and just enjoy the people who are part of your life now. I love you, and there's absolutely nothing that you can do about it. This is Dynamic Daphne, the Queen of the Empowered Soul, saying, remember that you were called for a destiny, and don't let anybody else tell you otherwise. Be well and stay blessed.
What's the plight that you've called me to? The thing I'm set aside to do. I trust you, Lord, to see me through. Will you let me look in your heart?
Breaking of day, it's destiny.
That I know what I'm here for, yeah.
may not be able to touch it right now. Begin to thank him. Begin to praise him. Begin to thank him. Begin to praise him. Begin to thank him. Begin to praise him. Hallelujah. Can you see it? Can you feel it? Everybody. You're going into a new dimension tonight. You'll never ever see it again the same way. You'll never ever touch it again the same way. You've been called with a great call. It's a monumental call. You've been called to change nations.